You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Mexican leader, the impacts of Goldcorp in Latin America and the health tribunal. Several communities from Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras, which have been affected by Canadian mining corporation Goldcorp, show similar symptoms. People with skin and eye diseases, breathing problems, metals found in blood, cancer, preterm births, and malformations. Doctors from different countries have linked these health problems with mining or environmental damages caused by the mining industry. The People's International Health Tribunal will session its next weekend in San Miguel Ixtahuacán, Guatemala, in order to expose Goldcorp's abuses in Latin America. The communities of San Miguel Ixtahuacán, where Marlin Mine is located, of Valle del Siria in Honduras, where San Martin Mine is located, and of Carrizal Lidio in the Mexican state of Guerrero, where Los Filos Mine is located, will talk about the health and environmental impacts of Goldcorp in the territories. Mexican leader Gustavo Lozano, one of the organizers of the health tribunal, told Real World Radio that the tribunal would not only focus on physical health. He is a member of the Mexican Network of People Affected by Mining, which is also part of the Mesoamerican movement against the mining extractive model. He said the tribunal will also focus on community health. A mine divides communities because some people support the mines while others reject them, so this causes confrontation, the social tissue is broken. The leader also said that in San Miguel Ixtahuacán there is prostitution now that did not exist before. There is a more extreme male chauvinistic violence. Alcoholism has increased as well. Big projects in small communities often create activities and habits around them that were alien to the place before as a result of the arrival of capital and people from outside the region. Lozano added psychosocial health as a third aspect of how Goldcorp affects local communities. He said this is related to the people's fear of what will become of their lives. The community members lose control of their lives when the mining company arrives. It is serious because people no longer know what to expect. The health tribunal was called by the Network of Solidarity with the Communities Affected by Mining Injustices, M4, Frente de Defensa Miguelense, the Colloque Nan Tots Committee of San Miguel Ixtahuacán, and the International Coalition Against Unjust Mining in Guatemala. Nearly 500 people are expected to participate, including members of communities affected by mining from several Latin American countries, scientists, academics, spiritual leaders, journalists, and human rights advocates. Real World Radio asked Lozano why they target Goldcorp at the tribunal. One of the reasons is that the company has nearly 20 projects in many Latin American countries and Canada, but it also has a very bad record in the communities where it operates, said Lozano. We have also noted that the company has bribed local authorities to carry out its operations. It fails to comply with the laws of the countries and it causes terrible damages. The leader added that the Canadian corporation fails to respect and enforce prior and informed consultation processes, a right that should be guaranteed to the local communities before the mining project starts operating. The governments do not seem to help, according to Lozano. Our states are lenient towards people's rights violations, said the Mexican leader. The health tribunal is not legally binding. It is a political and ethical tribunal which has compiled information about Goldcorp's impacts in the communities of San Miguel Ixtahuacán, Valle de Siria, and Carrizalillo. However, its organizers hope that this information and the judge's ruling over the weekend will help to fight binding legal actions in Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. Finally, Lozano highlighted that the tribunal has the overall objective of pressuring the governments through the jury's verdict so that they will guarantee the enforcement of the community's human rights, health, the right to self-determination of indigenous peoples, and environmental protection. It will also be useful to draw media attention and to raise awareness about what is happening in these communities in order to warn others that are under threat of the potential installation of a mine because they need to organize beforehand.
You are listening to Real World News.